If you give me this is why
I
must write that letter now so that it goes to the director.
You must propose it from the administration side.
Yes, from the administration.
And then I beg you.
And then you beg me. Because this, we cannot allow. Because if this guy's going to see us not to be doing the right thing.
Then we finish.
And then this will impact us negative. And I cannot afford that. Mashaba made me to feel it. I cannot afford my organization to perpetuate what my Mashaba was doing. I've been with the ANC, I got caught in 1977, and I will never allow that to.
You are right. The first thing is for the suspensions. The second issue is for instance, Tembi.
Yes.
People must be giving their jobs back, their functions back.
There are two things that should happen. The suspension and all the illegal transfers, the appointments, these three things must be done immediately. There will be no appointment at the MPD. There will be no disciplinary actions at the MPD. There will be no transfers at the MPD until order is restored. Because if we allow that to happen, we'll be continuously doing this vicious cycle. And the people want to see us not be effective in ensuring that we want to restore order. You know, when the MMC of Finance said yesterday, anyone that worked outside the HOD must be charged. I took that very seriously.
Yeah.
Because what he meant to me was that if Tembi did something wrong, I need to charge him on this irregular.
In fact, you must charge him.
I must charge him.
Charge him for all these things.
For all of this. Because there is evidence of illegal suspension, illegal transfer,
stripping people of their functions. How he said to Kanyile in December, why did you remember when we had that roadblock?
Yeah.
He said, why is it that the mayor went and the MNC went and spoke to you for a long time, not to me, and took his unit away from him and took them to the freeway? Like a great army. I think the HOD is correct. Yeah. When this meeting ends, you tell them all these things you enumerate. I'm not going to talk.
Yes,
I'm going to say it's an administrative matter.
Yes.
I've listened, but the prerogative lies with the HOD. He must tell us how he feels about it. And today you must suspend Tembi. Today.
Absolutely.
Suspend him.
And until all the investigations.
Show your muscle.
Yes,
absolutely. Yeah. He didn't want him to attend MTN and make
up. I know.
Show your muscle. Suspend this guy. Suspend him.
He must go.
Suspend him. And then now I'll tell the mayor and the that he's been suspended because of all these things that
he and did. Look, we've got all the evidence for these
guys. I'm a guy.
Shouldn't we wait with the suspension one until, say, Friday or so?
Yeah, let us wait with the suspension until we talk to the mayor.
Yeah.
And then let's sensitize the mayor first until Thursday, and then who will take it up from the easy. Because I think because it's a section 56, let's hear what the mayor will say. Because we should also have to close that political ramification.
Yes.
But we must have lifted the suspension. You'll ask me when the meeting closed, and then I will say.
Yeah, all I think with you are right. We think we must make it properly.
Properly, yes. It should not be proceeding. It should go through the political forum also.
Yeah.
Because then it should not be, the mayor must be able to, because the DA, when I think that is a part of what evidence.
Yeah,
you see?
That we are
so the mayor must have more.
The DA is going to defend it big time.
Yeah.
I think on Thursday after the meeting, I'll ask the mayor to give us an audience after the roadshow.
Yes.
And then you can tell him what should be done with it.